My name is Marquise Ramirez. I'm from WEAA. I have one of the Jerk at Night's representatives here, Mr. Kadeem Todd.
Hey, and I'm Kara Williams, and Mr. Todd is the representative for Jerk at Night. And as you know, Mr. Todd, it is Restaurant Week in Baltimore. It's very exciting. We are delighted to feature one of the newest Black owned restaurants in the city, Jerk at Night. Mr. Todd, welcome to WEAA News Hour.
Hi, how you doing? Kadeem Todd from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, originally, of course. And I'm a part owner and operation manager at Jerk at Night. I'm glad to be here.
How did Jerk at Night come together?
It actually started, me and my partner were in college at Howard University. We both were in the same chat. We're both pre-med. We're both bio majors. And we had similar backgrounds and similar stories, being both Jamaican, having lived in New York and lived in Florida as well. And we just kind of had a bond over that. He was just a prolific cook. It was, you know, college time. It was like late nights. He would just be cooking in the dorms, and he'd just have all these interesting plates that he would just, you know, create for me and other friends that we would have whenever we go to his room. He just had the most interesting plates always together. And, you know, he, you know, kind of came up with the idea of just like selling it to our other students, because we didn't have much food options at night. We only had one Asian carryout that was open late night. And, you know, you don't want to only be eating fried wings in the middle of the night. It's, you know, it's really bad for you, and you're up staying up all night to study. So that's where the concept of Jerk at Night came from, because we would operate within the hours of basically when everybody was done with class. So from 10 p.m. to about 3 a.m. we would operate, and then close during the daytime, because we were still students. We would still go to school. So that's how the concept started.
Okay, so what were some of the challenges opening a restaurant, especially in Baltimore City? You're in a very high traffic area, per se. Were there any challenges in opening the restaurant in that area?
As far as from the community, no. It's I wouldn't say any major challenges. It's just a matter of getting to. It's just like anywhere. You're the new kid on the block, so you're trying to acclimate, get to know everybody, all our neighbors. You know, it hasn't been too strenuous. Again, learning the layout, learning, you know, different contractors over here. So being open and available to meet new people and you know, network. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to be a part of Baltimore. So it's like we encourage meeting people like, you know, yourselves and anybody else, so we can, you know, kind of acclimate better to Baltimore. But no major hurdles as of yet.
So when did the restaurant open?
We officially opened on June 19th, 2021.
Utilize any PPE funds? Did you qualify for PPE funds at that point?
We did, but we kind of wanted to stay away from it, because at the time we didn't know the consequences and of what can happen. And as we've seen the repercussions, a lot of people end up taking them. So we were kind of hesitant to do it. And we really used our food truck savings and stuff like that to try to keep us on track in terms of opening the Baltimore location. So we didn't necessarily have to utilize any outside sources.
So what can you just give us a little snippet of what you might have planned as far as giving back to the community and trying to ingratiate them into your restaurant? Just a little snippet.
Okay. Step one is giving people jobs, you know, giving people who look like myself the opportunity to provide for their family. That's the best way to start.
Yes.
Step two, of course, is tapping in with HBCU community. Being that a Howard grad, it's a lot easier to, you know, start with, you know, groups on a college campus, and I guess move around outside of that. After taking those first two steps, I feel like those are like the first steps we have to take. You know, if we're employing people within the community and we're actively trying to be a part of it, I think it's, you know, it's never really too hard to acquiesce after that.
When you talk about Howard University and being from a family being from Jamaica, why is that important? Like, can you elaborate on like why it's important to to announce that you guys gone to HBCU and are owning things within the community?
Being that we're both first generation from Jamaica, it's imperative that we stress us our owning our culture more so. I feel like there's been a lot of people capitalizing on Jamaican culture, Caribbean culture, and now African culture become very popular, and they don't look, they're not from those cultures, but they have all of these things. And it's like, we wanted to stress that we are going to own it ourselves and give that same, we're going to fund it ourselves and we're going to give it back to our community. So that's why we really, really stress that, yes, we are HBCU grads, and it's, you know, it's so people can see it. You know, a lot of times people don't grow up seeing it. I know I didn't grow up seeing a lot of Black ownership. So we promote it so much because so people can see it, and we can like present ourselves as role models to anybody else who wants to do it. Anybody else who wants our help or who can help us, like we stand on that platform. So that's why we always present ourselves, you know, as, you know, HBCU grads.
Right. Yeah. So you made mention that you had savings. You used your savings from your food truck to help your business along. So I'm assuming that at one time you had a working food truck.
Oh, yes. I feel like I've skipped a few steps as far as the Jerky Night story. But yeah, we started off.
Yeah, absolutely. I got cut off, so I might have missed it.
Okay. Yeah. So after we started doing catering out of our dorm, we then purchased a food truck in D.C.
Okay.
After me and my partner graduated, we bought a food truck in D.C. And that's how we started to build the brand of Jerky.
Okay. So do you plan on having a food truck again?
Oh, yeah, we still have the food truck. We just wanted to start off with the restaurant business.
Yeah.
We wanted to start off with the restaurant first, so that way we could, you know, give people a taste of the flavors. And then we're going to start bringing the food truck back out and, you know, going more towards the business district in Baltimore, so people can, if our customer can't come to us, then we will get to them, you know?
Yeah.
That was our original concept. But right now we want to just centralize it so people understand where we are, what we do, and then we're going to start going out to people after that.
At Night is a very a great name for a college campus restaurant. Do you see yourself going into college campuses and being a part of their food provider?
We definitely do. I was excited because I was like, oh, well, she gets it for sure. Like, we definitely want to be a part of colleges. Like, that's where we started. That's where we came from. And it's definitely good food for college kids. You know, it's not fast food. I mean, we might do it fast, but it is not fast food. We put a lot of care into it. We pay we source our food from farmers. Like, we're not playing around when it comes to that. So we definitely want to give that option to college kids. You know.
Okay, well, I hope to see you on Morgan's campus.
Yeah, we love to be around in Morgan a little bit more. Sure.
So you guys having a?
We're professional. I hate to say that in any type of negative connotation, but a lot of Caribbean restaurants are kind of run mom and pop style, and we've constantly invested in ourselves to give our customers a premium experience. Again, like we want the feel of like when people go to a Chipotle and they're not waiting 20 minutes for their food item, 20 to 30 minutes. So, but we do put that same amount of love and preparation into our food. So it's, you know, authentic Jamaican food, but way quicker times. And that's what kind of made us stand like apart from our, I want to say competition, but our peers. So it's our timing. Our timing alone kind of separate us, and the way we represent ourselves and the culture is different. Again, us being, me being first generation American, it's not the usual, you know, aesthetic of a Jamaican restaurant owner, you know? So the business kind of carries itself like that, where it's a little bit more, you know, of a mix of cultures, you know? Because me being, you know, living in America 18 years of my life, has already, you know, I'm more appreciated into, like, you know, a little bit more of the hip-hop culture and stuff. So I bring that in with also my Jamaican roots. So that, again, separates us a little bit more.
So now, me and my co-host, Ms. Williams, we coming in right? We coming in to jerk at night. We've never eaten it before. What should we get? What are like two or three things that you like? You gotta have this. You gotta try this. You guys gotta get this.
We have the best mac and cheese you've ever tasted in your life.
Wow.
And that's also what separated us from our peers too. We do not play around with our mac and cheese. So, but item I would definitely suggest is our jerk box and mac. It's our, of course, our grilled jerk chicken with mac and cheese and our, we'll call it Rasta bread. So it's like a sweet doughy bread. And it's just, you can't lose. You can't lose. It's such a good meal and it's very, you know, satiating. So I would definitely recommend that. We're also known for our tacos and our nachos. Again, there's not a lot of places who serve jerk tacos.
Right.
So, and you know, yeah, we take that very seriously. Also, our Rasta pasta is a top seller. Our Rasta pasta is definitely a top seller. So those would be the three items I would say to start with.